This people honors me with the lips, but the hearts are somewhere else. These are very strong words coming from Jesus, attacking the Pharisaic mentality. The charge is the sin of hypocrisy. If you will notice, my dear brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus always hits hypocrisy hard. Our Lord pronounced many woes on the scribes and the Pharisees, whom he repeatedly called hypocrites. He warned the disciples, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy." And like leaven, hypocrisy usually starts small. Hypocrisy usually starts unnoticed. But if it is not quickly checked, hypocrisy can spread. But what really is hypocrisy? In essence, a hypocrite is like an actor. A hypocrite is a pretender, one who wears a mask. In other words, someone who pretends to be what he is not. Probably the opposite of being a hypocrite is authenticity or sincerity or reality. And the Bible calls hypocrisy a sin. The prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament condemned the hypocrisy of his day. Isaiah said, "The Lord says, these people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." And Jesus took an equally staunch stand against what you call hypocritical holiness or sanctimony. And our Lord called the hypocrites wolves in sheep's clothing or whitewashed tombs. They are snakes. They are brood of vipers. They are blind guides who stain out a gnat and swallow a camel. My dear friends, Jesus addressed hypocrisy again in the Sermon on the Mount when the Lord said, "Why do you look at the sawdust, at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye, and you do not pay any attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite! First, take the plank out of your own eye, then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." My dear brothers and sisters, the Lord is telling us not to be proud, not to be convinced of our own goodness, that we criticize others from a position of self-righteousness. We should first do some self-introspection, some self-examination, some self-evaluation, correct our own shortcomings and flaws before we go after the specks of other people. And during his earthly ministry, the Lord had many run-ins with the religious leaders of his time, the Pharisees. These men were well-versed in the scripture. They were zealous about following every letter of the law, but in adhering to the law, they actively sought loopholes that allowed them to violate the spirit of the law. The Bible says, hypocrisy is a deadly sin. It destroys the hypocrite, and it damages many that are contaminated by the sin of hypocrisy. A few years ago, I happened to read a reflection about the sin of hypocrisy. And among other things, the author asked the question, how do we stop the sin of hypocrisy. How do we put an end to the practice of hypocrisy? There are different reasons that Christians pretend to be someone that they are not. So there are different things that can help a person overcome hypocrisy. Number one, always repent of our sin. Let us not hide sin in our life. Wrong is wrong. Sin is sin. The Pharisees put much effort in acting righteously, but their hearts are actually full of filth. Number two, stop seeking the praise of others. God should be our only admirer. Please God rather than men. We must choose godly character over worldly reputation. Number three, practice what we preach. The Lord said, practice what they preach, but do not follow what they do. Example is the best teacher. An example is more powerful than precept. Number four, judge with righteous judgment. The standard we use for others must be the same standard we should use for ourselves. And number five, get into the habit of always telling the truth and living the truth. Live honestly. Do not always impress others and live up to the expectations of other people. Stop giving in to the temptation to have others believe we are somebody that we are not. Amen.